Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Law of Assumption podcast. Today's episode is about patience. If you've been intentionally manifesting things into your life for some time now, then I'm pretty sure that you're aware of the importance of patience. It's one of the most important skills that you must have when intentionally manifesting. If you're impatient, it's just going to make you frustrated through the process. And if you're frustrated, then that means you're not in a state of ease and flow, which also means that you're not aligned with your desired state. When you're impatient, it takes the beauty out of that moment in your journey. There's a reason why you're where you are and why you're having the experiences you're having. And it's your job to figure out why. But you can't figure that out if you're focused on being impatient. Most people tend to become irritated and restless when they're impatient. And when you're irritated and restless, that just means that you're focused on the 3D circumstances as opposed to living in the end. When you're living in the end, you have this inner knowing that what you desire is already yours. So if you find yourself being impatient, you should ask yourself, what are you focused on? And if it's your present 3D state, then you should shift your focus. Shift it to your desired reality. Shift it and persist in the assumption that the reality that you desire to experience for yourself is what you're currently living. You just don't have the ability to physically see it, feel it, touch it, smell it, or even hear it right now. You can do this by reciting mantras that are aligned with your desired state, by scripting your desired state in a manner that states that or expresses that it's already done. You can do this by visualization through meditation. You know, you lay down on your bed and you think about your desired state as you're falling asleep at night. And you just keep replaying that visualization or that mantra in your mind over and over again until you fall asleep. You see, when you're impatient, it impairs your judgment. And your judgment is impaired because you're inducing stress and frustration on yourself. You're doing this by not allowing your new reality to set the tone for your mood. You have to be patient when you're intentionally manifesting. It's kind of like planting seeds in a garden. You have to wait for your seeds to go through a process before they actually become flowers. They don't just go from a seed to a flower overnight. There's an unseen process that those seeds have to go through in order for the flowers to flourish. And the same thing is true for your desired state. There are people and places and things that need to be strategically orchestrated by the universe in order to fulfill your desired state exactly the way that you desire it to be. When you're impatient, it's because you're trying to rush the process instead of allowing the natural flow of order. When you're in a state of allowing, you relinquish control. You relinquish control to the universe of the when and the how, and you just allow the universe to take care of your desire and to fulfill it in the best manner possible. There are ways that your desire can be fulfilled that you don't have the human capacity to even conceive. And that's why it's important for you to be in a state of allowing and just allow the universe to do what it does. When you're in a state of allowing, there's no impatience. There's no resistance. There's no desire to control every step of processing your desired state. You just allow the universe to organically prepare you for the fulfillment. Because it will. It's going to prepare you for your desire. And you won't even realize that you're being prepared. You'll be led organically to make decisions and to take actions that lead to the fulfillment of your desired state. You won't have to overthink it, and you won't even realize it until you just have this epiphany moment. You see, when you're impatient, you disrupt the natural flow of order. You're not living in the end, and you're certainly not in a state of allowing. So whatever it is you're intentionally manifesting, just be patient. It will externalize into your physical reality, but it's going to do it in its own appointed time. And when it does, rest assured that you will be prepared for it. And it's going to externalize in a way that you never imagined that it would. There's nothing for you to worry about, because everything that you desire exists. You can't fuck it up. You can't mess it up. Because everything exists now. If it didn't, you wouldn't be able to conceive the thought of it. All things exist. And that's why you can conceive the thought. That's why you have the desire. You just have to match the frequency of your desire so it can physically externalize into your 3D reality. When you match that that frequency, your desire will show up for you. That means that you're ready. You can match your frequency by being in a state of allowing, by being patient, by allowing the universe to orchestrate the when and the how of fulfilling your desire. So going forward, I encourage you to challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to relax and rest in the knowing that everything always works out in your favor and better than you expected. And understand that when your desire is fulfilled, it's because you were ready. And that's it for today's episode. If the message resonated with you, or if it helped you in any way, share this message with someone. Let's spread the awareness of being patient and its correlation to intentional manifesting. And if you haven't purchased a copy of my Manifesting E-Guide yet, you are missing out. I'm telling you, you're missing out. Go to the link in this episode and purchase your copy. You get an automatic 10% off at checkout. Also, make sure you're following me on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube for more content. I post daily on those platforms. You can find me at Law of Assumption with 2 N's. Make sure you tune in next week for the next episode. See you later.